They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Hey, welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful that you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me, a couple of guys in the logistics business. And if you want to know what that is, well, these guys will tell you. But it's moving stuff from one point to another point, and there's so many moving parts with all of this, and we're fortunate enough to have the founder, president, and CEO of Freight Partners Group, based in Henderson, Nevada, with us. His name is Tom Burke, and also with him is the director of sales for Freight Partners, and that would be Drew Ramos. Tom, welcome to the Business News Hour. Great to have you here, sir.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Yeah, so tell us at its core, what is it you guys do so that people out there go, oh, I hadn't thought of that?
Yeah, I think that, what I can tell you about Freight Partners Group is that we're a technology company first before we move freight. And, we have really identified a lot of the different things and the moving pieces within the freight movement that requires technology behind it. And we're really putting together a program, one of the first programs called EasyShip, that allows all of our freight partners to come in to our platform and get a rate for a small package parcel, an LTL, pallet rates, and also same day and next day delivery in the same metro area.
And so if they're doing that, how many thousands of dollars does that cost them to be in your group?
You know, it's free, which is really the great thing.
I knew that, so that's why I asked the question.
Everybody likes free, and we've spent a lot of money and made a lot of investments over the last 18 months in the technology to be able to do this, and we've really gotten to the point where EasyShip is going to be a one-stop shop for everybody coming in to move freight.
And Tom, how long has Freight Partners been around?
Just 18 months.
Yeah, so you guys are ramping up and going quickly.
We are. We saw and identified a lot of these different pieces of the puzzle that weren't, in one cohesive platform for people to be able to easily come and put in a small package parcel box that's 10 by 10 by 15 that's 50 pounds, or a pallet that's, 48 by 48 by 40 and 500 pounds.
So I could use that. In our business, any business out there that ships anything
could
utilize your platform.
That's correct.
What about taking care of the customer? That's a big deal. And we all talk about customer relations.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
Talk to us about that.
It's a big deal for us. In the background, we've got Terry Maynard, our COO, that is a seasoned professional in operations and moving freight. And what Terry has done has put together a customer service team that is an A number one team. And, our A number one goal with the customer is communication. If something's going wrong and you tell the customer it's going wrong and they don't find out about it the other way, which is not telling them, then you've got a problem. So communication is just top on our list.
I've got to say something about you, Tom Burke, that I was told by one of your employees at one time. And one of your employees told me that Tom Burke is perhaps the nicest man, the most honest man on the planet. And I'll never forget that conversation that we had, because he was sincere about that. So what makes that happen?
I think it's been years of business. I started my own business and broke away from the corporate mold in 2002. And I've been able to build several businesses. And what I realize about building those businesses is that it's good people that make them happen, period.
True.
Good people. It's not just me. And I'll tell you what, I'm not afraid to hire somebody smarter than me, ever. And never have been. But, I can be really, really nice, but I'll tell you, if you cross
sure.
me, I can be be the opposite,
well,
too.
One of the things I've always said, Tom, is that if you'll give me somebody that wants to work, that has the desire and those skills that make up a really good employee, you can teach them anything.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that the big secret these days is being able to find those people and identify them out of the millennial group and give that person the chance to go forward.
You've brought with you a young man by the name of Drew Ramos. And, you know, this is kind of interesting because we were talking off mic. And I said, Drew, how long have you been here? And he told me. And then he goes, yeah, I'm 28 years old. And that's a very young age to be the director of sales for such a huge company like Freight Partners Group.
It is.
How'd that happen?
I've known Tom probably, I want to say about 8 years now. About 8 years. Worked with him prior, right after I got out of the military, I worked with him. And then left, did my whole bartending gig.
In Vegas.
Of course. Yes, in Vegas. So seasoned bartender. If you need me, let me know.
Yeah. You know, you and I would share that.
Yeah.
I used to do that years and eons ago. And you learn some really great people skills doing that.
You do.
And military background, what'd you do in the military?
I was in artillery in the Marine Corps.
All right. Really?
Yes.
Oh, you don't want to have those artillery pieces trained on the stuff that you guys are working with. His name is Drew Ramos, ladies and gentlemen. He is the director of sales for Freight Partners Group. What does the director of sales do? I mean, obviously, you help people sell your product.
So, like Tom said before, I base it more off of the customer service that we bring. Basically, the bigger relationship you could build with these companies, the better it's going to be in the long run with your relationships and also just making the company more money.
How difficult is it, Drew, to set yourself apart if you're having a phone call on the phone? I mean, you know, there's companies out there that will promise anything and oftentimes not deliver. So how do you get past that initial phone call to help people understand that you guys are for real?
The one thing I do is I never promise or I never guarantee anything. Once you do that, then you're setting yourself up for failure. My biggest thing is asking them what problems they're having.
Right.
Before I even get into the phone call.
Right. And there's lots of problems in this business, aren't there?
Correct.
You know, things that don't show up on time, things that are lost in transit, which brings me to another question about insurance. Do you offer that to
we do.
Folks?
We do. Anywhere up to, I believe, $5,000.
So if I've got whatever, and you can offer that insurance at $5,000.
Correct, at a $25 flat fee.
Really?
Yes.
Do you encourage your people to do that?
I do. And I let them know that they could use that as a step to get their margins a little higher, which can create more profit right. for that company.
Right. His name is Drew Ramos, ladies and gentlemen, a military vet who has signed on with Freight Partners Group out of Henderson, Nevada. Tom, I've got to ask you about that. Henderson, Nevada is the second largest city in Nevada, and it's right next to Las Vegas. But it's very different, isn't it?
It is. You know, it's funny, when people come to Las Vegas, it's a whole different story. You know, it's coming in on the airplane and getting shuttled to the strip into darkness, into the abyss down there, and then coming back out afterwards in a limo or a taxi back to the airport and on an airplane. When Henderson is just a great place, it has a lot going for it. It's growing with leaps and bounds, and it's a great place to be either getting ready to retire or be young and have all of the advantages that the Strip brings with shows and everything else that are just great. You can do it if you want.
Right, you can do it if you want. And full disclosure, I was just in Henderson, Nevada. I did not get over to your headquarters, but I was just there for another event,
And I was really taken back with how friendly the staff at the hotel. I was at the Sunset,
Sunset. Yep.
And what a wonderful group of people. And they all seemed to really care about the folks that they were dealing with.
Yeah, it's a different story in Henderson than it is than the Strip experience, and it doesn't cost you as much money in Henderson either. So that also helps. You can have the same experiences if you want to, you know, spend money and eat at great places. You can come to Henderson and do that. You know, besides that, we've got Lake Mead and the Lake Mead National Park. Henderson and the Las Vegas area is really close to two of the greatest state parks in Utah, right across the border, which is only 3.5 hours away. We can ski in California and go to the beach in the same day,
right,
and come back to Henderson. So it's a great place.
Yeah, you're really kind of close to Los Angeles, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, 3.5 hours on the Highway 15, and away you go.
Yeah. Tom Burke, ladies and gentlemen, he's the founder, president, and CEO of Freight Partners Group. You and I have a bit of history through the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association.
Yes.
That's one of the things. We're both here in Pennsylvania, and we were visiting some of the old order Amish folks out there. It's fascinating, isn't it? I mean, if you ever want to see, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever want to see what a diversified farm looks like, come to Lancaster County. It's amazing.
Yeah, I had no idea. I had no idea that this was really a destination.
Right.
And you know, we've been fortunate to have gone to several different places today and yesterday in Pennsylvania and Lancaster County, and I've been just blown away.
Yeah, we're from Iowa. And the first time I came to Pennsylvania years ago for the Harrisburg Farm Show, I was going, okay, so I know Philadelphia and I know Pittsburgh. So this has got to be everything like big city. There's a lot of Iowa in between those two towns.
There is a lot of Iowa in between.
Yeah, and the crops here look wonderful. They've had just enough rain. I understand that May was relatively dry, but here lately they've come out, and some of these Amish families, they grow tobacco, they grow corn, soybeans. It's just a remarkable, and they'll have hogs and chickens and milk cows and cattle. I mean, it's just really, it's the old way that we used to have farms in the 40s, 50s, and 60s in much of the United States before we went to factory farms, if you will.
It's great to see the fact that they brought an enterprise to... Yes. To their business,
yes.
And that's really great to see, and to be able to buy authentic items that are not very expensive, and handmade.
Right.
I mean, truly handmade, and it doesn't have a sticker on the back of it from another country.
Right. There's our commercial, ladies and gentlemen, for Lancaster County here in Pennsylvania. A final question for you, Tom. As you look forward, what challenges do you see for Freight Partners Group looking towards tomorrow and the next day?
Yeah, I think it's just education and bringing our product to light to everybody that ships anything, really. That's really where we've got our biggest challenge, and getting everything that we've got in front of people and using all the marketing materials and everything that we have at our disposal. And, you know, we're also very happy to be party to a lot of different associations, including the National Tractor Parts Association.
Well, we're grateful to have you, as a matter of fact, and that's really important for all of us, because you will, no doubt, help many of the members of NTPDA move a lot of iron.
Yeah, and we're absolutely looking forward to it. We just hired a person that's going to be joining us that has 25 years of heavy haul experience with great relationships in moving drop decks and flatbed across the U.S. So another component that we're going to bring and fill that gap.
It's one of those things, ladies and gentlemen, that you really don't think about. You know, the UPS driver and FedEx, and you never really think about, how does things get from point A to point B?
Yeah, especially these big tractor parts.
Right?
Yes.
Holy cow. All right, his name is Tom Burke. He is the founder, president, and CEO of Freight Partners Group, and Drew Ramos, who is the director of sales. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming in and visiting a little bit about this.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Once again, those are the voices of Tom Burke and Drew Ramos from Freight Partners Group. Interesting stuff about how stuff gets from point A to point B and beyond. We will have, by the way, a link to their website up on the radio blog. That's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Tom and Drew, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.